You're listening to Clan Chat, the Locker Room, and we're back to bring you an interview with the latest player to join Zach Fitzgerald's team for the new season. He was already here, so we know what we're getting, as Jack Musil is the latest player to commit to another year in purple. Jack made 70 appearances last year under Pete Russell and weighed in with 5 goals and 6 assists, so he'll be keen to add to that. But let's hear from him, and I wanted to know how much he learned in his first pro season in Scotland.
Quite a lot, to be honest. I mean, like, coming in, didn't know what to expect. So it was kind of just, you know, go in, do what I can and see what happens. But as the season went on, I mean, I had the chance to play with, you know, a couple of games with some really good players, and, you know, just seeing what they did and see how everyone like managed day to day, it really opened my eyes to, you know, what it takes to be successful. And I think that's going to help me a lot coming into the second season, because I now, obviously with a year experience, I kind of know what to expect and what works and what doesn't. So I think definitely just being around all those, you know, some really, really good players, and yeah, that's just going to help me for this upcoming year, definitely.
I mean, it's often been said, certainly more recently, the fact that the standard of the league is improving year upon year. Did you find that as being a high standard when you got icing last year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I've not been around the league before, but from just playing that one year, it's definitely high standard, really fast. Everyone's really strong. You know, it's just, you know, there's no weak links on any team, really. Everyone can play, so it's definitely high standard, and you've got to really put in the work to get out what you want, you know, and you can't just go through the motion, so to say. So it's definitely a high standard out there, definitely.
And what was it like to be part of the team that did so well last year, that long run of results, which got the club into the higher echelons of the table, a Challenge Cup semi-final, a bit of silverware as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, it was a lot of new guys to the team last year, and we didn't really know what to expect as a team, like, what our ceiling kind of was. We just, you know, we just played. But I think once we started winning, we sort of realised pretty quickly that we had a really good group of guys, and that we could, you know, we could play with anyone and we could beat anyone, as we showed against, you know, Cardiff in that Challenge Cup. So, and I think, you know, around just after Christmas, I think we were like, wow, we can really make a year of this. And I think, to be honest, even though we finished fourth, it was a little disappointing the way we finished, and, you know, how we were definitely feeling as though we could have made Nottingham, and how, you know, things we as a group, we thought we were a really good team, and I think we deserved to be exactly where we were. So, you know, we really came into our own in that second half, and I don't see why we can't continue that this year. I mean, we're going to be a good team again, so we just got to have belief in ourselves.
Now, a bit of upheaval off the ice. Of course, the coach, Pete Russell, has gone. He's moved on to Germany. But Zach Fitzgerald comes in to replace him. He's the new coach. How do you expect? What do you expect from Fitzy, the coach, as opposed to Fitzy, the captain?
Well, I mean, he was always a calming person around the rink. You know, he always kind of, like, everyone looked up to him kind of as, not as a dad, but, you know, kind of that older figure, and someone who you could rely on to, you know, you can always talk to him about anything. And he was always, he's a gentle giant. He's such a nice guy off the ice, at the rink. You know, we all loved him last year as a captain. So there's absolutely no reason he can't be a great coach for the Clan. And, you know, like, obviously before he was announced, it was kind of, you know, no one really knew what was going on. But it was definitely a sigh of relief when I personally heard that he was going to be the coach, because he's a leader on and off the ice, and he knows the game. He's been around the game, and everyone obviously knows who he is. So there's absolutely no reason he can't do great things for our team next year.
Now let's talk about you for a second. Last year you scored 5 goals and 6 assists, which wasn't a bad return for your first season. Do you have any targets that you want to try and aim for next year?
Not really. I mean, you know, when you set targets for yourself, it kind of takes away from the team. And, you know, yeah, I mean, obviously it's not an amazing amount of goals and assists and whatever, but, you know, we were a good team as a whole. And I think, you know, whatever I can do to help the team win as a whole, you know, if we win every game next season and I don't have a goal, like, I don't really care. You know, it's about the team, and that's how you're going to be remembered. I mean, so, just, you know, just show up every day and be a good teammate. And, you know, obviously being a newer guy and someone who's not maybe like, you know, a Connolly or whoever else, it's you've just got to push yourself and push everyone else and, you know, maybe try and get some more ice time and push people who are maybe more comfortable in the line. So, yeah, I just want to keep working hard and, you know, see what happens, give it my all, you know, hopefully score some more goals, you never know. So, I mean, setting personal goals isn't something, I mean, I don't really know many players who do set these personal goals, but just showing up every day and, you know, being a little more consistent. I think last year I probably had a little slower of a start than I would have liked, and I think second half came around and as we started winning, I was, you know, I was being more effective, I feel like, and I had a slightly bigger role than I maybe did at the start of the season. So I just want to keep building on that and, you know, help the team out and be the presence that I think I can be, and that's what I'm going to try and do in the second year.
From your point of view as a player who's in the summer at the moment, you're seeing the team being built, there's guys coming back, new guys coming in. Is it an exciting time for a player to see that happen with the team you're going to play for?
Yeah, I mean, the team is definitely moving in the right direction. I mean, obviously it's been a bit of a crazy time with Pete leaving and all that, but I definitely think now that we have Fitzy as the head guy, there's no reason we can't build and, you know, become a great team once again. Even better than last year, there's no reason that can't happen. So it's really, really exciting. You know, obviously there's some familiar faces already there, and hopefully there'll be some more coming back. But bringing in new guys, it's always, you know, it's going to fire us up even more as a whole team. And, you know, the signings that have already been made, you know, there's no reason we can't be a great team. And it's really exciting. I honestly can't say I've ever been more excited for a season in, you know, my playing day. So, yeah, it's really, really is it's an exciting time to be a part of the clan.
Good. And the listener should know I never asked you to say that. You said that of your own free will. So what does the summer hold for you then? What are you going to be up to in the next couple of months before you all get back together again in August?
Yeah, just getting the body in shape and getting, you know, try and get a little stronger than last year and a little faster and, you know, just try and give myself the best chance of being an effective player on the ice for the clan. That's really what I'm, you know, I'm obviously it's still only June, but kind of already, you know, thinking about the season and getting myself mentally and physically prepared for another great year, really. That's what I'm doing this summer, really.
You've just heard Jack Musil, who has agreed to return to Glasgow Clan for his second season. That's all from this edition of Clan Chat, so get subscribing on iTunes, Audioboom or Spotify to hear exclusively from the signings as they happen throughout the summer. A big thanks to Jack for his time and to you for taking the time to listen. As always, we'll be back soon with another new player for the next instalment of Clan Chat The Locker Room, so until then, bye for now.